Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and Redeemer. Advent, week two, hope, joy. Now, each of the scriptures that we had last week with Matthew, and again with Matthew, they're ones that make you wonder, how do you get hope and joy out of those two? Specifically, when we look at the relationship that we have with God, the one that we're supposed to foster and build on and be intentional in the way we walk with God. Well, John the Baptist in his day, and this is obviously just before, as the following verses in chapter verse 13 continues with Jesus coming up for baptism, but this precedes that. It sets the tone for the way that Jesus is here fulfilling prophecy, and so is John the Baptist, who is his cousin. In those days, John the Baptist, appearing in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Do you know what repent means? So many of us follow so many different things. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He says that. None comes unto the Father but by me. So if we are followers of Jesus Christ, then we follow Jesus. We do what Jesus did. We love as Jesus did. We give as Jesus did. We serve as Jesus did. And those are acts of mercy. Like yesterday, we served over 43 families. Hallelujah. Not to our glory, to His glory. So the trial there is, those are acts of mercy, but there's something else that we're supposed to be doing. As John Wesley broke them into means of grace, there are acts of mercy and there are acts of piety. We should be drawing near to God through study of Scripture, meditating on the Scriptures, allowing the Word of God to take up and abide in us and resound in us so that we're not empty of the Word of God, that we're living the Word of God because we've read, we've meditated on, we've asked the Holy Spirit to be with us, to help us with that. Well, John, in verse 3, so first, let me finish with repent. Got lost on my train of thought there. If I'm headed this way, you know, and so many of us are following what the world wants us to do. We're following either a job, employment, money, or power, or influence, or possessions, or whatever. If we're not following Jesus, we're headed in the wrong direction. Repent means turn around. Repent means ask for forgiveness and turn back and follow Jesus Christ. Then you're a disciple of Jesus Christ because you're following Jesus Christ. If you're following Jesus Christ, you're going to do those acts of mercy and those acts of piety. You are going to be an active means of grace, just as we celebrate communion, just as we celebrate baptism. That's where the grace of God, and you know what grace is? It is unmerited grace. It's unmerited forgiveness. In other words, we don't merit it, but because of what Jesus Christ has done, God gives us that grace. We can't earn it. We can accept it and say, hallelujah. But we need to repent. We need to turn around and head back for Him. This is a fulfillment of Isaiah 43 in verse 3 here. This is the one whom the prophet Isaiah spoke of when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make His paths straight." Now, that's not calling us all out there to go and build a road. Smooth out the path. Get out there and work on 33 or 3 or any of those other highways. The path is the way, the truth, and the life. That's following Jesus Christ. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Prepare the way of the Lord and make His path straight. Now, John is fulfilling that prophecy from Isaiah, because he is calling people to repentance. He is baptizing people in the River Jordan for repentance. Now, John was a little on the extreme. He was dressed in camel hair with a leather belt around his waist. Food was locusts and wild honeys. I don't know that I'd necessarily want to try and survive on that, but evidently John was able to. And all the people of Jerusalem and Judea were coming out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the River Jordan, this is verse 6, confessing their sins. Remember, repent. We're turning away from the world, turning back to God, and asking for forgiveness by confessing our sins. And when he had saw many Pharisees and Sadducees, these are the ruling people that run the temple and are the important people in the church of the day. And he said, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" And then he tells them that whether they're in a position of importance or otherwise, what really counts is bear fruit worthy of repentance. Worthy of repentance. In other words, if they truly are repenting, if they're truly acting for forgiveness, then there should be some outward sign of that in their activities, in the way they deal with people. Well, the other side of that is we know the judgment is there. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees, and every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into fire. Bear good fruit. Do those good things, those acts of mercy and acts of piety. Meditate, worship, pray, read, give charity. John says, "I baptize you with water for repentance," asking them all to ask for forgiveness and repent. "But one who is more powerful than I is coming after me, and I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Holy Spirit and fire gives us that hope for the celebration and that repentance. That's the hope that gives us joy and knowing that when we're in a right relationship with Jesus Christ, and that's the most important thing, a right relationship with Jesus Christ, God the Father and the Holy Spirit. Because there is judgment. We need to follow the way, the truth, and the life, the way of Jesus Christ. We need to follow Him because He is the one who's going to save us. He's the one who has already saved us. He's the one whom we can place all our hope on. And because we have our hope in Him and we're following the way, then we should be joyful. There should be joy. You know, when you look around the church and you see all the bows and the greenery and all the lights, and we celebrate the season, and when the pageant's here and we're going to hear all those children, joy, 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 down in my heart today. Hallelujah! Jesus is the hope, and Jesus is the joy. Make way the straight way and follow the way of the truth and the life. You're not building a road. You're following. We're disciples. We're following Jesus Christ. He's the one who's made the way, made the road, paved the road, paid for the road. In Him we can celebrate. Shalom.